Hallelujah. It is true. It is, I guess it is true that when you are on TV, looks like you gained 40 pounds. But I don't understand that, you know. But anyway, it's great to be here. Mishpocha, my family, the family of God. And I want to welcome the millions and millions and millions of people that are watching us in Zoom land, as well as the multitudes that are here today. We bless you in the mighty name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah, the Holy One of Israel. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
I didn't hear you. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
All right. Hallelujah. You know, Chuck's always talking about the marches that he's gone to. I want to tell you, when we have marches in Florida, we say something. We get the people excited. So I want you to repeat after me. This is what we do when we're in Florida and we're marching for Yeshua, when we're marching for Jesus. Everybody, give me a J.
A.
Give me an E.
A.
Give me an S.
A.
Give me a U.
U.
Give me another S.
Yeah.
What does that spell?
Savior.
Who do you love?
Jesus.
Who are we living for?
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. King David said, I was glad when they said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Even when it's raining, we're glad to go to the house of the Lord. And we thank you, Lord Yeshua, for the rain that's falling down, because it's prophetic what you're going to do here in Ottawa and in Quebec. We thank you for the rain of God that is dripping down. And Father, let your rain fall upon us, the Yeshem Yeshua HaMashiach, in the name of Jesus the Messiah. Now, this morning, I don't know, some of you may know that I've been going through a desert. Seems like I've been going through a desert for 40 years. Perhaps I'm relating to my great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather Moshe, you know? But I want to share with you, because I have a message that I believe that God wants us to hear, especially for those that have gray hair, especially for those of us that are older. And if you can turn to your Bibles in the Old Covenant, to Joshua chapter 14, verse 6. Joshua 14, 6. I want to entitle this, Give Me This Mountain. Now, God has promised us many things. To those of us that are older and to those of us that are younger, God has promised us many things. And I want to encourage you today to hold on to the promises that God has given you. He is faithful. Our God is faithful. So I want to encourage you to hold on. Yes, hold on. He's coming. But hold on. God has a plan for your life. Amen. I said God has a plan for your life.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Joshua 14:6 says this. Then the children of Judah came unto Joshua in Gilgal, and Caleb the son of Jephunneh the Kenzanite said to him, Thou knowest the thing that the Lord said unto Moshe, the man of God, concerning me and you in Kadesh Barnea. 40 years old was I, and when Moshe the servant of the Lord sent from Kadesh Barnea to spy on the land, and I brought him word again, as if it was in my own heart. Nevertheless, my brother that went up with me made the heart of the people melt. But I wholly followed the Lord my God. And Moshe swore on that day, saying, Surely the land whereon by your feet has trodden shall be your inheritance and your children's forever, because you have wholly followed the Lord my God. I want to read that again. And Moses swear on that day, saying, Surely the land whereon your feet have trodden shall be your inheritance and your children's forever, because you have followed me wholly unto the Lord. You wholly followed the Lord my God. And Moshe swear on that day, saying, Surely the land whereon your feet have trodden shall be your inheritance and your children forever, for you have wholly followed the Lord my God. And now behold, the Lord has kept me alive, as he said these 40 and 45 years, ever since the Lord spake this word unto Moses. And while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness, and now, lo, I am this day 85 years old. As yet I am as strong to this day as I was on the day that Moses sent me, as my strength was then. And even so is my strength now, for war, both to go out and to come in. Now, therefore, give me this mountain whereof the Lord spoke in that day. For you heard in that day how the Anakims were there, and that the cities were great and fenced in. So the Lord will be with me, and then I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord had said. Mishpucha, family, the book of Joshua is about living this victorious, wonderful life in Yeshua. When we arrive in this book, we no longer see the people wandering around in the desert without hope. No, here we see them enter into the promise that God has given them. Are you hearing me? I'm saying this wonderful book of Joshua is about living the victorious life that we have in Yeshua. When we arrive at this book, the book of Joshua, we no longer see the people wandering around in the desert without hope. No, here we see them entering into the promised land God has given them. We have a hope. We have a hope, and our hope is in the Lord. Amen. Our hope, our trust, our whole being is in the Lord. First Chronicles chapter 10 shows that the events which occurred during the days of the Old Testament are examples for us in this New Testament age. That means there are lessons for us to learn here. And now, from this old story in the past, we can learn how to have victory in our lives too, if we are wise and understanding regarding the truth of God. We can have victory. You can have victory. Praise God, my victory is not in me. My victory is in Yeshua, Jesus, my Messiah. But I want to say sadly, many are floundering around in these modern times. Many of us are floundering around in these modern times that we live in. The Lord is shunned now more than ever from the world. Someone said that Christianity may be seen by the world as a virus that needs to be wiped out from the earth. I read the other day in Portland, they're burning even Bibles. They're burning something that can change their lives. The Word of God changes us. Jesus changes us. You want to change? Rioting will not change it. You want to change? You say voting's going to change. I want to tell you the way we get change is by sending the Ruach HaKodesh down upon this earth. It's upon believing in the Lord Yeshua HaMashiach with all of your heart, all of your mind, all of your soul. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Now, there's something that popped up here on the computer. Said this Mac cannot connect to iCloud because of problems. So if there's a problem here, God, you're the problem solver. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God for women. Thank God for wives. Hallelujah. They are a blessing. They are a helpmate. Praise God. They're part of our rib. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for wives. Wives-to-be as well. Hallelujah. The songwriter penned an old hymn. The hymn, Our Lord Is Now Rejected. It says this, Our Lord is now rejected and by this world disowned, by many still neglected and by very few enthroned. It's true that very few enthrone him as Lord. Many know him personally, some know him prominently, but only as a few know him preeminently. Someone has said, if we're not sold out for the Lord, we may be being selling out on him. If we are not sold out for the Lord, we may well be selling him out. I don't want to sell him out. Praise God. I want to live for him. I want to stand upon his word. You know, I heard a preacher about a preacher who was asked by a man in the community to do his brother's funeral. Neither of the men had been churchgoers or showed any religious inclinations. The man said, I'll give you $25,000 to this church if the preacher would call his brother a saint. Now, the brother had been a real sinner in the community, And everybody knew it. A friend of the preacher asked and said, are you now going to do this? Are you going to do this? And the pastor said he was going to do it because the church needed the money. The word got out that the preacher had sold out to the family for money, and the church was filled for the funeral. The preacher stood up, and this is what he said. The man we are burying here today was a liar, a cheat, and a drunk. However, next to his brother who is sitting here today, he is a saint. You know, the preacher didn't sell out at all. We must never sell out to this world or what it may offer us. I want to say that again. We must never sell out to the Lord or what this world offers us. And there's so many things out there that are enticing us. Something new. You know, another ear to scratch. Don't sell out for God. Be bold, be strong, because God is with us. Have your feet firmly planted upon the rock of Yeshua HaMashiach. We're going forward, brothers and sisters. We're not going backwards. We're not retreating. We're going onward. Onward, messianic soldiers. Hallelujah. Marching off to war. Hallelujah. Never sell out. In our passage, our Bible passage today, we find a man who was sold out to the Lord. He was committed, so committed that the Bible says of him that he was wholly devoted. 7 times, wholly devoted unto God. Praise God. This man was Caleb, wholly devoted to God. He was one of the spies that sent out to the promised land when the people had first left Egypt. He brought back a good report along with Joshua. And but the other soldiers, the other spies came back with a negative report and made the people to fear. Thus the people wandered in the desert for 40 years until all of them except Joshua and Caleb had died. Now a man of 85, Caleb is ready to receive what God had promised him 40 years ago. I want to tell you today, don't retreat. Don't go back. You know, don't be negative. It's raining out. But praise God, God is reigning in our hearts. We're covered by the blood of Yeshua. Don't retreat. Don't be negative. There's always a positive in it. Don't say the negative words. The Bible says that the word of faith is near us, even in our mouth. Speak words of life. Speak words of life. Praise God, it's cool. It's not hot. Praise God for that. Because if it was very sunny, you would be complaining that it was hot. But praise God, it's cool. Oh, we're getting ready for heaven. It's going to be cool up there. God's going to air condition it over there. It's going to be wonderful. Praise God. Don't be negative. Be positive. Trust in the Lord your God. Lean not to your own understanding. Lean not to what you see or what you hear. Trust God's word. He will not lie. Hallelujah. You know, Caleb wanted a mountain, which had been his aim and his goal. He kept his enthusiasm for all those years. Nothing had kept him away from that goal. Nothing had diminished his dream. Nothing. Again, hold on to your dream. Hold on to those things that God has promised you. You've been believing God for your family. It doesn't look like there's any way that they're going to be saved. Hold on. Hold on. Trust. Trust in him. He will not fail you. He doesn't lie to you. He doesn't tease you. He doesn't give you a carrot and a head and you're trying to get and you can't. His word is true. His word does not lie. He loves you. He cares for you. He wants you. Don't turn back. Go forward. Listen to what the Ruach, the Spirit of God, is speaking to you. If your ears are clogged up, ask God to have the Ruach HaKodesh come in there with a Q-tip. And open up your ears. If you can't see, open up your eyes. Oh God, open up my eyes that I might see the angels around me, that I might see your hand and what you're doing. Don't give up. God is good. I want to share today the secret of Caleb's, his enthusiasm. There are 10 steps at least of being a wholehearted believer to God. A believer who moves from the desert to Canaan. A believer who goes from victory to victory. Yes, you can move from victory to victory in this wonderful life that God has given us. Caleb had communication from God. Joshua 14:6 says, "Then the children of Judah came to Joshua in Gilgal, and Caleb the son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite said to him, 'You know the word which the Lord said to Moses, the man of God, concerning you, and set an Emi in Kadesh Barnea.'" What the Lord said. That's important. What has the Lord been speaking to you? What the Lord says. The Lord is speaking to us. Problem is, we're distracted. God is speaking. Lord, take away all the distractions in our life. Take away all those things that take you away from us. Oh, all those things, God, we don't want to be distracted. Oh, Yeshua, we want to be attracted to you. Attracted, Lord. Thank you, Lord. There's so many voices out there that are clamoring for our attention today. We must learn to get our goals and ambitions from God and His Word. There's hardly a moment of the day when we are not connected to some social network or entertainment media. With cell phones and digital tablets and satellite television, digital music players in our homes, pockets, and our automobiles, we seem to flutter around with activity and interchanging information from one person to another. My dear Mishpucha, my dear family, we must take time to hear what the Lord is saying. Can you hear me? I'm saying we must take time to hear what the Lord is saying. Now, it's okay if you get excited. I can hear some of you over the internet. I can hear you. It's okay. You can shout in your house. You can praise God. You know, it doesn't have to be in a building. Praise God. We are worshiping Him, and we're going to stand with God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You know, God is always speaking to us. You know, God was communicating wirelessly long before Marconi, Gates, or Jobs. Through it all. And what is even better, it's free. The price has been paid for on Calvary. Praise God, we can go wireless with the Lord. You know, we don't have to get a hookup. We got a hookup. When we ask Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, to forgive us of our sins, and we turned away from where we were going, we repented. Praise God, it's free, free, free. We can go to Him. It's faster than any internet. Hallelujah. Let's turn to Numbers 14:24. It says, "But my servant Caleb, because he was a different spirit in him, has followed me fully, and I will bring him in the land where he went, and his descendants shall inherit it." God promised Caleb land in Canaan, land which he entered as a spy. In this land was Hebron, and this city, the hill country south of Jerusalem. So Caleb set his goals according to God's plan. Our goals, as Chuck said, throw out your notebook, throw out your date book. God has a planner for you. Praise God. God has a plan for you. Listen to me carefully. We're living in a day when many people are trying to discover who they are. So many people talk about finding themselves. You'll hear someone say, "I got to find myself." The fact is, you're not meant to discover who you are. You're supposed to follow God's plan and allow Him to determine who you are to be. Do I hear an amen?
Amen.
I'm going to say that again. The fact is, you're not meant to discover who you are. You're supposed to follow God's plan and allow Him to determine who He wants you to be. Amen. As God directs you. As you follow Him, He will determine your growth and development. You will discover who you are by determining to live for the Lord daily with all of your heart. And there's no substitute for that, praise the Lord. Caleb had conviction about God. Joshua 14:7 says, "I was 40 years old when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent for me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land, and I brought back word to him as it was in my heart." Praise God, he had a good word, and it was in his heart. Praise the Lord for that. You know, people determine success by several standards, personal standards, my own view of what success is, public standards, the public view of what constitutes what we think is success. Peer standards, the view of those in my life and my own field as to what constitutes success. And preeminent standards, what God says constitutes success. Joshua was not interested in his own opinion. He wasn't interested in that opinion of the world or what his friends had said. He wanted to know what God had to say, and he was convinced that whatever God had to say would come true and for the best. Are you hearing me? But God's word is for you. It's going to be the best thing for you. He has the best plan for you. You don't have to worry. Praise God, he's not going to fire you. He's not going to say, get away from me. You bother me. Get away from me. You again? How many times do you have to come unto me? No, he says, come unto me. If you're burdened, come unto me. If you're heavy laden, come unto me. Praise God, he will never, ever turn you away. He wants you. He loves you. Praise God. Others may fail you. He will never fail. Jesus never fails. He's been so good to me when I haven't been that good. But he still loves me. He still cares for me. He still believes in me. Praise God. I still believe in him. No matter what I'm going through, no matter how I feel, he is with me. And I know that the family of God is there for me. And I want to tell you, the family of God is there for you. Yes, we are a different congregation. We go out, we take care of our own. In fact, we take care of others who are not even our own. We go visit. We say hello. We love you. What a wonderful thing to do as a body of Messiah. Wouldn't it be great as we all get there and storm the place, praising God, the wind of God just blowing, and all those windows open up, and they start singing. And they yell out, what must we do to be saved? Hallelujah. I'm waiting for that, for the multitudes to come running. Hey, that's going to be great on a Wednesday. All the windows open up and they yell out, what must we do to be saved? And we will share with them to repent. Hallelujah. Repent, get right with God, and God will do the rest. Confess your faults, all those things. Confess unto God. Oh, we're going to see a move of God in that place. We're going to see old people dancing. We're going to have them set their feet and dancing and praising God. Those that can't move, they're going to move. God's going to energize them by the power of the Ruach HaKodesh. God's going to do great and mighty things. Do you believe it? I believe it. God is going to do great and wonderful things more than we could ever expect. Our God is good. This is the time that Paul was looking for. This is the time that the prophets were looking for. We are in this time. Acts 20:20. And praise God, it's going to get better. Did you hear what I just said? I said it's going to get better, not worse. I don't care what's flying at us. It's going to get better because God is making us stronger and we're going forward. We're going forward. We're not going backwards. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Faith pleases God, and abiding faith will lead every believer in Yeshua to God's ultimate goal in life. It isn't about us. It's about completing what he desires. I've said this many times. God has a plan for you. God's plan for you is not to be a bench warmer. God's plan for you is not to sit on a pew. God's plan for you is very special. It may be different than God's plan for me, but he has a plan. Ask God to show you. Some of you have the gift of hospitality. I'll give you my phone number later. You know, I'm open this week for any food, Monday, Wednesday, or Friday, Saturday, Sunday, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You know, hospitality, come on, hospitality. Feed the saints. Genesis 12:3 says, bless the Jewish people, and I will bless you. You want a blessing? Feed your sheep. Hallelujah. Praise God. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. You know, Monday night at prayer, we were thanking God. Thank God. Bless God. Worship God. Thank him. He's been so good. Thank him. You know, my wife died over 10 years ago, going on 11. You know, I could have looked at that as a negative, but God turned it around for a positive. He brought me here. Now I'm your problem. He brought me here. They couldn't handle me in Florida. So they sent me, God sent me here. God has a plan for us. We don't know what that is. God's going to turn that negative into a positive. Praise God. Opportunities I've had to share with my family more than ever. Wonderful doors are opening up. God has a plan for you, and he has a plan for me. Praise the Lord. It's never too late to do what God has called you to do. Praise God. Caleb had commitment to God. Joshua 14:8 says, "Nevertheless, my brethren, who went up with me, made the heart of the people melt, but I wholly followed the Lord my God." He followed the Lord wholeheartedly. Psalms 16:8 says, "I have set the Lord always before me." And Paul says in Philippians 3:13, "This one thing that I do, my heart to love him, my will to obey him, my mind to think on him, my feet to follow him, oh, my tongue to praise him, my knees to bow down to follow him, to worship him, and my lips to witness for him." Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm going to say that again. We have a heart to love him. We have a will to obey him. We have a mind to think on him. We have feet to follow him. We have a tongue to praise him. We have knees to bow down to him. And we have lips to witness, oh, to witness for him the good news, the gospel. The good news, the gospel. See, the world needs pills. They think they need pills, but we have a pill for them. It's called the gospel. The gospel. The world needs to hear the gospel, the greatest pill, the gospel. We need to preach the gospel every day, wherever we go. I have the cure. It's the gospel. You don't have to go to the pharmacist. You don't have to go to the doctor. Here is the gospel. Take it. You will not overdose. In fact, the more of this gospel that comes into your life, the more you will change. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. I have so much more. I'm not going there. It's against my will to be short. But I'm going to submit to the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, the scripture, it says here, it's not the scripture. "When I am old, how glad I will be. If the light of my life had been burned up for thee, I shall be glad wherever I gave of labor or money my soul to save. I shall not mind that the way has been rough, that my feet led the way is enough. When I am dying, how glad I will be. If the light of my life has been burned up for thee." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want my life to be burned up. I want to be ablaze. Ablaze and ablaze with his glory. Hallelujah. Moses, the tongue-tied shepherd, stood up to Pharaoh and won. Gideon, supported by an army of 300, armed with only trumpets and empty jars, fought the Midianites and won. David, untrained and unprotected, challenged Goliath and won. The early disciples set out to conquer the Roman world with nothing but the gospel, and they won. Caleb, 85 years old, confronted the giants in Hebron, and he won. Why did all these apparent losers turn out to be winners? It was because of the power of God that flowed into their lives as they moved out for him. The Lord is helping them. The Lord wants to help you. We must trust God for something more than a get-by kind of Christianity. If you're not looking for mountains, you will settle for molehills. I'm going to say it again. We must trust God for something more than a get-by kind of Christianity. If you're not looking for the mountains, you will settle for molehills. After all, on the day we call Good Friday, Yeshua looked at the greatest loser of all time, but then came Resurrection Day. The glee of the Romans was changed to fear. The rejoicing of the Jewish leaders turned to surprise. The sadness of the followers of Yeshua changed to amazement. God has a way of turning blues into blessings for those who are faithful and follow him. I said, God has a way of turning blues into blessings for those who faithfully follow him. Now this morning, let us turn again to the Lord this morning. Will you reenlist in God's army? God doesn't want you to reenlist in the secret service, you know, where nobody knows who you are. God wants us to enlist in his army today. Will you reenlist in God's army? Will you thank him for bringing you to this point by making a new commitment to keep on keeping on until he calls you home? Perhaps there's some young person that in Zoom land or here. God has challenged you today to get right with him, to leave for him. This is your call. He's calling you to pick up the mantle of those who climbed the mountains of God that God has provided. Will you answer the call of God today? Perhaps there's somebody out in Zoom land. Perhaps there's somebody here that has not fully given their heart to Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah. Today, God is saying, come unto me. Come unto me. God wants you. He wants you. Come to him now. He died on the greatest mountain of all, Mount Calvary, for you. Turn yourself and your sin and trust in God today. Hold on. Yeshua's coming. I want to read a scripture, Psalms 138, verse 8. It says, you keep every promise. You keep every promise you've ever made to me. Since your love for me is constant and endless, I ask you, Lord, to finish every good thing that you begun in me. Lord, we thank you, Lord. Lord, you are faithful to complete every good work. And Lord, we come to you freely. We come to you, Lord, and we say, I surrender all, not some, not a little dab, but Lord, we surrender all to you. All to you. All to you do we surrender. Thank you, Lord. We ask right now that the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit of God, would saturate us, just as the rain is saturating the grass and the flowers and the fields and the vegetables. Lord, we would ask that your rain would saturate us now. Be Yeshem Yeshua HaMashiach, in the name of Jesus the Messiah. Saturate us, O God. Let your water go deep, deep, deep. Let your rain saturate us, O God. Oh, from the tops of our head to the toes of our feet. Touch our eyes, God. Open up our eyes. Those of us that have problems seeing, Lord God, heal our eyes. Be Yeshem Yeshua HaMashiach. Hear our eyes. For those that are hard of hearing, I ask today that the wind of God would blow through their ears and heal their ears in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord, for those of us that have problems with our feet, with our ankles, whatever it might be, I ask that the wind of God would move the oil of God, the balm of God, would be rubbed all over our bodies. Oh, God, that we would be able to walk, and not only walk, but run. Heal us, O God, and we shall be healed. Save us, O God, and we shall be saved. Deliver us, O God, and we will be delivered. Whatever our need is today physically, Lord, we ask that you would pour your Ruach HaKodesh, the rain would fall. I ask, Lord, for the rain of God to fall in every household, Lord, that is watching this. I ask that your rain would fall upon us now. Lord, we're back here, and we're back here, Lord God, in Carp. We're back in the land, Lord God. We're here. We're here in this community, Lord. Saturate, Lord, every house with your Ruach HaKodesh, every car that goes by. Let them be attracted like a magnet to this building. And they would come to know this living Messiah, that you would give them the answers. Move today by the power of your Ruach today. Thank you, Lord. Lord, break every stronghold today
in the name of Yeshua. Every fetter, every chain, every stronghold in our lives be broken in the name of the Lord Jesus today. Free your people, O God, of every yoke of bondage in Jesus' name. Every yoke of bondage in Jesus' name. Set your people free that they would praise you. Set your people free that they would praise your name, glorify you, and magnify you today. In the name of Jesus, we surrender. Have your will in our lives, God. We're tired of running away. We're tired of being like Jonah, running away. And when you do something, we complain. We're grateful. Let us have an attitude of gratitude, Lord God. Hey, you woke us up this morning and you started us on our way. Yes, the Lord is blessing us right now. Thank you, Lord. I pray encouragement, Lord, to those who are discouraged. I pray life in you today. Life to my mishpocha, my family today, Lord God. You see everyone there today. You see everybody here today. You know our heart. You know those burdens, God. Oh, those burdens that we carry. Lord, today we take those burdens, we put them in our hands, and we lift them up to you. They're in good hands because they're in the hands of God. We're not going to carry those burdens. We're not going to carry those heavy loads. Praise God, you've come to set us free. Thank you, Lord, for what you are doing. And what you're going to do in Yeshua's name. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be the Lord our God from everlasting to everlasting. And I want to encourage you all. Step out in faith. Those that can come and visit us on Sundays, I want to tell you, it's a blessing to be with the family of God. Yes. If you can. If you can't, we understand. There's no pressure. But we miss you. We miss your hugs. I hate doing this, you know, or doing this to somebody, you know, I don't care. I'll take a hug, a holy hug, you know, come on, set us free to worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Bless your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for this week. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.